And a lot of things that happen a long way from here affect our markets. John Taylor joins us from Stern Agee and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. We'll talk about some more twists and turns of this Russia versus the U.S. thing. Some of them were kind of strange to anticipate what's happening here. Yesterday, the market was down slightly, down 26 points, but the NASDAQ really took it on the chin. It was down over 50 points, primarily among healthcare-related stocks that trade on the NASDAQ. This morning, Dow futures are up 57, and the NASDAQ is back up. Those futures are up this morning, too. And we saw an announcement yesterday afternoon from Simmons National Bank. Of course, they're headquartered in Pine Bluff, publicly traded. They're making another acquisition. They're going to pay $66 million to buy a privately owned Delta Trust and Banking Company. They're headquartered in Little Rock. They have 9 offices in Arkansas, including a couple in northwest Arkansas. Delta has $434 million of assets, and as I said, it's going to be an all-cash transaction, apparently. Walgreens, the number one U.S. drug chain, reporting kind of mixed numbers. They say that they're probably going to close about 76 underperforming stores. Their net income was down slightly versus last year. They missed Wall Street's expectations also slightly, by about a penny per share. But some of the numbers pretty good. Sales up 5% overall. Same-store sales up about 4.3%. But their gross margin was down 1.3%, and it's interesting why they say was the causes of that. Number one, a less severe flu season this year versus last year. Well, that's good news for us anyway. But they also say the slower introduction of generic drugs, and that's kind of counterintuitive because you think that generic drugs are cheaper, of course, to the consumer, but the margin for Walgreens actually higher. They say that they anticipate a speed-up of the introduction of more generic drugs before the end of the year and will turn those numbers around. And one of my favorite things to talk about, Sonic. I mean, the only place I know of that you can go get a chili cheese coney with onion rings for breakfast if that's what you want. And, yeah, by the way, I've done that before. They're reporting same-store sales up 1.4% last quarter in spite of very challenging weather. They say that the weather conditions they estimate reduced their same-store sales about 2 to 3%. Their earnings per share up 40% this quarter over the same quarter of last year. And they expect 2014 earnings to be up in the range of 14 to 15%. Pretty darn good numbers. They raised the number of shares that they're going to repurchase. They bought about $51 million worth of their shares back in the last year. They're going to raise that to about $80 million. And this Russia versus U.S. versus whoever thing, kind of interesting. We know, of course, that we've imposed sanctions on wealthy Russians. Well, here's a turn of events. The Russian billionaire who owns the Brooklyn Nets of the NBA says he's going to move the parent company of his NBA team to Moscow. By the way, his estimated net worth is about $10 billion. He ran against Mr. Putin in terms of being the head duck over there and lost, but he says he's still a supporter of him, so he's going to move the headquarters. So we're actually going to have an NBA team that's going to be controlled by a company headquartered in Moscow. Strange turn of events. And then one of the sanctions that was imposed last night, the G8. Now, you may not know who that is, but that's the wealthiest industrialized countries. It's now going to be the G7. They're kicking Russia out, at least temporarily. Plus the G8, those industrialized countries, were supposed to meet in Sochi, the course site of the Winter Olympics. They say they're not going to meet there. We'll show you. They're going to meet in Brussels instead. By the way, the remaining G7 members are France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Canada, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Those are the 7 wealthiest countries on the globe if you calculate wealth as income per, as GDP, gross domestic product, per individual. So we've gone from the G8 to the G7, but they just temporarily kicked them out. If they'll behave themselves, now they'll let them back in.
They'd like to have them back in, and they'd like them to behave themselves. That's the question.
Now, how about that? How about an NBA team being controlled by a company in Moscow?
Well,
that's just a strange event.
We said it's a small world.
Thank
you, John.
And go by the Sonic and get you an extra long chili.
You know, you always tantalize my taste buds, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, Bill, take
care. Right. John Taylor from Stern Agee and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith with the update this morning. All the things that I like to hear about, food and, well, investments, hopefully if they're going up. Well, sometimes they go down. You may have a question about something that he mentioned in the broadcast, making a better decision. Or you may have something totally different that involves your finances that you'd like to ask him about. Well, he's at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. That